Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in the world. This is Michelle Manders, your host, Palace of Peace Talk Radio. I'm broadcasting live from Johannesburg, South Africa, and I'm accompanied by my angel co-host, Faith Parent Hendrickson, who is in Cary, North Carolina at the moment. Hello, Faith. How are you?
Hello, Michelle and everyone. I am fantastic. Thank you. And how are you?
I'm good. A little tired, but all good. Good things happening. And are you must be loving being back home for a while before you head off back to Hollywood in 2 months' time.
Yes, it's very nice. You realize how much you appreciate things that you kind of took for granted and didn't realize you did. Even just being in my office again, oh, I have a beautiful view of trees and bushes and plant life, and it's just really nice. It, like they say, there's no place like home.
Exactly. Well, here we are today for our second installment of the very, very interesting topic we were touching on last week, which is full disclosure, ETs are real. Ooh, what now? So, I have found it to be such an interesting subject with so many different aspects of the subject that were running through my mind this past week. And one of the things I must say that has really been sticking with me in terms of thinking things through about in the questions that we were asked previous to last week's show in relation to the Ascended Masters and certain beings like Saint Germain, even Archangel Michael being named as beings of darkness, imposters actually, who are presenting themselves as beings of light. And I thought to myself, you know, what does it take for people to be able to feel safe enough or comforted enough that the beings that they are investing love and energy and faith and trust in are in actual fact from the light? And I think the main thing that really just stuck with me in my time of, you know, prayer and asking to have these questions answered was this very clear answer is, if there are dark beings that exist, entities, demons, all these, the reptilians, the greys, the so-called malefic forces, if they exist, then absolutely beyond a shadow of a doubt, they're equal but opposite exist as well. That means the benevolent beings of light exist as much as these dark beings exist. And I personally have chosen my side, and the side that I have chosen to work with and alongside are the benevolent beings of the light. And that is the intention I set every single time I do my work or my channeling. And those are the beings who I consciously align my energy with on a daily basis. When I do my prayers and my thanksgiving or contemplation and communicating with the benevolent beings who I've been working with for as long as I can remember, I think at the end of the day, for me, that kind of like tied it up into a nice little package with a pretty bow in me knowing and believing with every fiber of my being that I choose to serve the light side. And, you know, if people dispute the fact that because I am working with and serving as a messenger for these beings, in other words, the channel, who are called Ascended Masters, called Archangel Michael, called Saint Germain, and believe that that is of the dark, then that is that person's issue. That is their projection of fear of being taken over by a force or a power more powerful or darker than they can manage or protect themselves from. That is their issue to work through and deal with. I am completely at peace and comfortable in the knowing of who I work with and which God I serve. And I believe I serve the one and only true Father God and Mother Goddess of the Light. That is my world that I live in. It works for me. I believe it is of the light, and so be it. That's just the way it is. So I'm hoping. That I had can also sit well with some of our listeners who have been asking similar questions. And Faith, maybe you know you would like to elaborate or share with our listeners how you feel safe and comfortable and confident in the connection with these beings that you interact and work with.
Yes, I'd love to. Your opening was spot on and fabulous, by the way. And towards the end, your microphone cut out, so we may get interference again. So you too, you let me know if that happens.
Okay.
Because people need to understand that what we're doing is spreading the truth from a place of pure love, truth, honesty, integrity, and experience. This is a very new time for us here on Earth to grow emotionally, spiritually, and intellectually. And nothing here is to scare anyone. And a lot of times it's the opposite that gets most of the press. It's the negative, and people don't know what to do about it. As Michelle mentioned in her prayer space, asking for the truth. And I think that's the biggest my experiences have all been as a part of just my going within and connecting with spirit, with Mother, Father, God, the universe, whatever word you use to describe it. We're talking about the same connection here, and let's not worry about these words. And what happened for me was my awakening really started because the angelic realm approached me through ways that are different for each of us. Mine is kind of like what happened to Joan of Arc. And with that approach of like hearing and seeing the angelic realm of, hey, it's time, I would just communicate with the beings that I felt comfortable with and loved and supported, the invisible arms that hold and support you, as you say, and as Kathumi Agrippa says, or Mary Magdalene. And just as a natural part of dealing with those very high-level beings that are messengers of God, being in that energy is where I had experiences dealing with other beings that I never even knew about, maybe perhaps at first startled me because they look so different. And then I would go do the research to see who I was dealing with. And I found that that introduction was everything for me, made me more open to the higher ways, growing in those ways I mentioned, emotionally, spiritually, and intellectually. It really helps you realize that we're not alone. And listening to the broadcast that we do here on Blog Talk Radio's channel of Palace of Peace, I think is very important because it's helping us realize how life works here, the bigger pictures to why we're here on Earth. And people do experience these things. And as mentioned, oftentimes the entertainment industry picks and chooses based on the human intellect at the moment and what we think is the truth and what we think we want to feed is entertainment. We need to know and understand that the equal and opposite also exists. And it's a very peaceful, higher intellect being that only approaches when you feel safe. If there's any fear or concern raised, as with anyone of the light, they will completely back up. So I hope that's a little helpful. Maybe is that what you had in mind that I could talk
about?
Yes.
And in actual fact, Faith, just with you bringing up the entertainment industry, this is something that I actually wanted to bring up as well. Because what I've noticed, and I've noticed this for a good couple of years already, probably a decade or so, where how much of what is being broadcast through media, and now I'm speaking specifically of big Hollywood movie kind of Hollywood environment.
Thank you.
And the scenes of the movies that are being released. Now, if we fast forward to probably the past 5 years, maybe a little less, there have been more and more movies made depicting interactions with off-planet beings and off-planet consciousness. And there's been series on TV about all these different things. I mean, there's Under the Dome, there's Resurrection, there is, there's another one, shucks, I can't remember the name now. But it's all, there is all this interaction with meta-humans, other beings from other star systems, all these different powers that are now being discovered in terms of, oh, I'm a human and this happened and something triggered all my meta-human powers. So what is actually happening here, I have seen, is Hollywood begins to puppeteer by these other agendas, are already grooming humanity for what many people call first contact. But the thing that's always bothered me, over and above some of your directors and writers of these scripts, is they don't always, 9 out of 10 times, depict these off-planet other beings as being benevolent. And I'm trying to think of Extant is the other one. Extant is it's also a series. Halle Berry plays the leading role. Extant, she goes off into to do some kind of program for a year and a half, and she comes back and she's pregnant, and it's she keeps on seeing her dead fiance, and it's so involved. But and even with like Under the Dome and some of these other ones, it always ends up that these beings or these influences are malefic. So what is Hollywood doing? Building fear in people with regards to anything that is considered to be an extraterrestrial, an alien, and another kind of being. They are subconsciously programming people to be afraid, so that when we eventually reach the point where the veils have thinned so much and more of us are seeing through the veils, and because more and more of us are going to start seeing through the veils and having more conscious interactions with these other beings, they are going to become more evident. People are going to be having more spontaneous encounters that is either going to scare the living bejesus out of them, or they are going to be so happy it's going to be like a kid in a candy store and they just want to invite everyone in for tea kind of thing. But the thing that has bothered me the most, because of my experience with these beings, is that the entertainment industry, Blockbuster Hollywood specifically, is primarily programming the general public to be afraid.
Yes.
So, and that for me is a huge big red flag. So then we've got the Avenger movies, which is, you know, from what's a DC and Marvel comics. I've always mixed the two up. But these are all benevolent beings because they're representing the heroes and some of the gods and what have you. And for me, that is the energy that I resonate with, where I feel, know, and absolutely believe that these benevolent beings are watching over us as much as the malevolent beings are taking an interest in us and interacting with us. Now, the other thing that goes on from this in terms of the existence of these beings, and, you know, come on, Michelle, do they really exist? Well, I say yes from my personal experience as well. And Faith, if you feel like you like it as well, to also share some of your more physical experiences with these beings. And for me, in my earlier years, I would say probably up until about my early 40s, I was still, well, even recently, you know, there's still encounters with some of these, malefic energies. But in terms of some really way out experiences, they first started happening to me where other beings appeared to me was in my very late teens. I was 19. And just to fast forward, my first husband, he can vouch for all of this because he was actually part of the whole thing. So my first marriage was a very, very violent marriage. There was a lot of domestic violence and emotional abuse and mental abuse and all of that. And I had been involved with him. It hadn't been for a long time. And we were living in a small apartment in a block of apartments in Hillbrow, Johannesburg, when Hillbrow was still safe and trendy and what have you. And he had come home from work, and he got into the elevator, and he stepped into the elevator and pushed the button, and he heard the gates close. It's one of these really old apartment buildings.
Oh, yeah.
Still that trailer door, concertina door that you pull closed and then the metal doors go closed. And he pulled the metal gate, went across, and suddenly there was this man in the elevator with him. And he described this man as well over 6 foot, with white hair, all combed backwards, with quite a definite hairline, piercing blue eyes, and quite a pale skin. And he said the way he described where this man was dressed, I would then say to you it was neo-matrix style, in terms of, you know, the full black leathers, the long coat, everything like this. And this man looked at my ex-husband and he said to him, if you carry on doing what you're doing to Michelle, you're going to lose her. He said his bladder nearly fell out. He went pale. And the guy said to him, I think this is your floor. He pulled the gate open and he left the elevator. He says he has no idea where this man came from, because he was not in the elevator when he climbed in, and he could not have climbed into the elevator from the time of him climbing in and the gate closing, because these elevators are tiny. You could probably fit 5 people in there at a squeeze. So he comes home, he tells me this. I had no idea what it meant and left it at that. Now, let's fast forward 9 years later, where I divorce him. The divorce has gone through. There's no ways he's getting me back. I've had enough. He goes to a lake, which is in the area that we were living in at the time, and he went to sit there, basically, he said, just to, you know, pull himself together. And he was feeling really sad and down and, you know, regretting everything that he had done. And he said he was sitting there on these, it's like these log poles, probably stacked 3 high, like a fence around a zoo lake. And the next minute, he became aware of someone sitting up against the poles with him. and it was the same man. And he said he had not aged a day. It was exactly the same man. And he said he turned to him and he looked at him and he said, "Sorry, brother, we warned you, but you've lost her." And he walked away. Now,
I'm covered in angel bumps.
Now that did, exactly. Now, that didn't happen to me. That happened to my ex-husband. So when the description I have never forgotten, when I looked into the description, it was either Syrian or Pleiadian. But more so, I think it was more Pleiadian in terms of the tall man with the white hair, all combed back with quite a deep hairline, those piercing blue eyes. Because I have had encounters in dreams where I've been with these beings, and they're male and female, and I've encountered both of them, and it's always been when I've been interacting with, in my dream state, I've recognized as the Pleiades. So, I mean, that's just one example of that, the fact that this happens. And my ex-husband will, he will back the story. He'll tell you the story. And he could probably add a whole bunch of more detail because I wasn't there. Now, during the time that I was married to him, there was also a couple of event things that had happened. But one of them that really stood out as well, that had a huge impact on him, was I'd woken up in the middle of the night. I had a headache, and you know your own home, so you kind of like don't, you know, if you know your way around your own home, you don't have to switch all the lights on. So I walked from my bedroom straight to where I had painkillers. The house was all dark. I know my way around. Opened the cupboard, took whatever it was, walked into the little alcove to open the fridge to get some water to drink it with. And as I opened my fridge, something with such a force punched me in my solar plexus that I lifted off of my feet and I landed on my back. But as I went back, I grabbed instinctively onto what was ever next to me. So down came crashing the ironing board and everything else, because my fridge was in like a little alcove, scullery kind of thing. My husband at the time woke up to the noise. He came running into the kitchen and put the light on, and there he saw me lying on the floor, gray. My skin was gray and my eyes were rolled back. And he tried to pick me up, and he says, as he tried to pick me up, immediately all of the life force drained from him and he dropped me. And I remember coming to, seeing him lying on the floor next to me. I then stood up. I could not get anything out of him. So I took him by his arms and I started dragging him out of the kitchen to get him to the bedroom. And no sooner had I got him out of the kitchen onto the passageway floor, where he's when he started to regain consciousness. And he still to this day has no idea what happened. Tell you who or what it is that came at me out of the fridge. But these are the kinds of things that I've experienced. And that was, he was sick for about 2 or 3 days after that. I think we both had really upset tummies and headaches, and it was really, really nasty. And then after I divorced him, I think it was, where are we now? Probably around about 1997. I had moved to a beautiful little town called White River in the eastern region of where I live. And my dream was to live in a little wooden cabin in the forest kind of thing. And I'd manifested that it was just my eldest son and I. My other children hadn't arrived yet into this world. So it was just my son and I. He was 10 at the time. And I'd been doing a whole bunch of hands-on healing sessions. And I was taking a nap in the afternoon with my son. And I remember him saying to me, "Mommy, I'm going to play." He'd woken up. He was outside. And I was just drifting back off to sleep when suddenly I could hear this hum. But it was such a loud hum, but I couldn't pinpoint where the sound was coming from or associated to whatever was happening in my physical reality, now being in between sleep and awake. And then I started getting this feeling that I'd recognized as when there was an abduction attempt on me. It first started happening consciously when I was 18, and then I started learning how to recognize when the abduction was about to happen, and eventually I managed to learn how to stave it off and stop it. And it was one of those moments where I realized what was happening, called in all of my protection, did whatever it is that I do to pull myself out of it. And as I opened my eyes, right in front of me was this gray alien standing a little against my door frame of my bedroom. But I could see how startled it was when it realized I was looking at it and I was consciously recognizing that it was invading my space, that it shouldn't be there. The only thing I can't quite remember was he was, or she, whatever it was, there was like a glowing light around it, and it was either electric blue or kind of like a electric green, like that, you know, toxic sludge green kind of color. I can't remember if it was green or blue, but I remember this light around it. And obviously the minute it realized that I'd seen it and what have you, it was gone. So those are just some of the physical experiences I have had. And, you know, psychiatrists or whatever it is could probably put it down to whatever experiences they think it might be, because I had a traumatic childhood. And whatever the story is, I say bullshit. I experienced it physically. It was my encounter. Thus, based on that, I fully believe that these existences are there, both positive and negative, based on everything that I've shared today. But I also know that we have the power to protect ourselves to whatever degree is required against these malevolent forces when we understand what we're dealing with and we understand who we as souls are. And that, for me, has changed so much of what I experience. And I can say quite comfortably it's probably been about 3 years. And I know that doesn't sound like a long time, but it's probably been 3 years since I have any kind of conscious memory of any abduction attempt on me. And as I say, it used to happen regularly. Yes, there have been entities and other sort of irritating, petty entities trying to kind of like disrupt my apple cart or throw a spanner in the works and kind of like just distract us with stupid minor things that, you know, might be perceived as a big deal. But that's just because they're trying to get us back into the sway of fear and disillusionment and panic and anxiety. And I have invested so much time and energy in my personal journey and personal path of being in alignment with the very antithesis of what they are trying to push me back into. And I, again, believe that if all of us can get to that point, they don't stand a snowball's chance in hell of getting to us. So, you know, that is what I believe in terms of people coming to understand that and accept both do exist, but we can choose how to carry ourselves and how to build a vibration that ensures higher vibrational energies attracted to us and us being attracted by it, and then repelling these lower vibrational energies because it cannot tolerate our presence because it's too high vibration. You understand, Faith?
Yes. Gosh, that was so well said. I did not realize you had all those experiences.
Yeah.
I didn't know you had the gray experiences too. I did not know that. I know you've had
it's actually
many.
The first time I must say I'm sorry, Faith. It's the first time I'm seriously coming out on a public platform and, you know, really talking about my encounters, because I've generally kept them to myself, because most, and, you know, I shared it with a few intimate circles of friends and things like that, because most people back in the day thought I was absolute Looney Tunes and ready for a state hospital or asylum because of what was, because of what I was saying. But fortunately, it didn't happen just to me. It happened to my husband at the time as well. So, you know, I think had he not been involved, I probably would have doubted myself on certain occasions. But yes, and there's lots more other juicy stories, but I think that's enough. That's enough for today's story.
Yeah.
Thank you. Sorry for interrupting.
Well, I think... No, not at all. I think it's important. You know, I can't remember what year it was. It wasn't that long ago, maybe within the last 4 years. But like you, nothing has happened for me probably since about the same time frame. Oh, that's interesting. Both my husband and I were sound asleep, and I woke up as a gray was walking towards us in our bedroom just talking to somebody. And I went to speak to him, and we were knocked out. It was the strangest thing. We just went right to sleep.
Yeah.
I mean, it's very anticlimactic, but it was just, I just thought about it for a long time, is how, you know, there was just a knowing that it's not just us. You know, what is going on? What are they doing to us? Who else in the neighborhood? You know, blah, blah, blah. But yet I'm fine, quote, and dealing with life on a day-to-day basis. It was very interesting. Since that time, I've done things around the home, and because, like you're saying, I've worked consciously on my consciousness and my, you know, vibration, self-love, self-worth, tending to wounds, and really being open to, you know, life as a spiritual being, and I don't have those things happen anymore. The grids around my home are different just as a result of my being here. So don't underestimate the power of self-love, self-work. And if things are happening to you, go online and do the research and do it from an empowered place. It's like understanding any bully. And as a result of that, have I mentioned on this show before? I know a long time ago I used to explain on the show that I didn't want to do this work. I didn't want to be aware of demons and ETs that were, you know, harmful and all of that. And because of my interaction with the angelic host, actually Hermes came to see me, and with his son. And I didn't even know he had a son, Tat. And they explained to me that it was Lord Mercury, Hermes, the same energy. And they said that because I could go as high as I can, I've been authorized to go that high. But with it, I have to know the whole picture. You can't just know one thing and not know the other exists. It's not balanced. It's not the truth. And a lot of light workers in particular don't want to hear me talk about these things because they choose not to entertain these subjects. But the reality is they're afraid. They don't know what to do, and they feel that they're victims and can't rise above it. And actually, that's rather a position we can't afford to be in anymore. It's kind of like deciding that you can swim in any lake without understanding if it's polluted or not. You know what I'm saying? It's like we don't have that luxury anymore of the old world only. It's like the movie. They played The Matrix all weekend here again. It was a big holiday weekend here with the 4th of July and our Independence Day.
Okay.
So last week and this week are huge vacation weeks here in the United States, and July in of itself is typically a big time where people take off. If you're self-employed or in any type of business that's not tourist, it's a great time to take off because it's quiet. But in any event, it's very interesting. And when that was explained to me by these different beings that I interact with. And don't misunderstand when I say to you, I'm very blessed that I do get to consciously interact with very high-level beings, but it's only from a peaceful, humble place that you get to have these experiences, or it's your time to start to awaken. And when I realized that they said the word authorized, it fixed my little attitude in a New York minute. It really, I was so embarrassed, you know. I was so mortified that I just, you know, it just put me in check, and I don't look at those things anymore. And when I went with you to Greece and we went into some of the darkest places on the planet, I just remember, instead of being afraid, how holy that work felt. You know, going into these places where the dark has anchored their work with either presences or some kind of, I don't know, gear, whatever the word is, technology, you know, to really understand that there's nothing more powerful than the one and only true Father God and Mother Goddess of the Light. And then you start to become, this is where my sun sign in Scorpio really serves me well. I love to dig in and understand stuff. And knowledge to me is power. And the occult, what's hidden, it's all in my third house. I've got to communicate it. I'm very interested in people finding their power, the power of love, not the love of power. And that's what overrides these circumstances and has helped me rise above these situations. I mean, my poor daughter has been, since the age of 4, I think, we weren't in this house very long. The story this poor girl has endured, the spaceships, the things that have gone on here and where my family's from. And can you imagine, you're a little girl, and I think she was 11 when this event happened, her bed completely lifted with her on it.
Oh, crikey.
Like 5 feet off the ground and slammed down. I mean, this is just tactics. It's just stuff to scare the crap out of you, to feel disempowered and to say, you know, God isn't there, blah, blah, blah. All of this is really us needing to get our arms around understanding who's operating the scary Halloween equipment behind the scenes whenever we go and do, you know, movies or whatever it is, and to realize that, please, if you're working on these projects, understand that you have the opportunity to now say, I don't do that work anymore, and to pull out from it. And how about doing projects that support the opposite, like, you know, full disclosure, things that are trying to provide us information about these very high-level beings that are here to help us, but they do it properly so that they don't do what the dark does by throwing us in a, you know, this downward spiral of freaking out. They're going to do it in a way that's gentle, nurturing, and loving, or in a way that's just right for you, that no one else can relate to. The experiences that I've had, even with this portal opening at the corner of my house here, I'm looking at it and pointing to it like you all can see me. Why do we do that? Can't you see? I'm pointing right here. You know, that was my first introduction to, I thought I was going into the loony bin, and that dealing with the angelic host, and specifically my first encounter was with Archangel Gabriel, Michael, and Raphael, the ones we're normally spoken to about. That's just the way it worked for me. I saw a drone come in the street behind me. It stopped, it looked up the street, and then came at this intersection that I'm pointing at, and this doorway, this rectangular doorway just opened, and it was 4:45 in the morning. My two dogs were barking like crazy. I'm covered in angel bumps telling you this story. And I thought, good heavens, what is that? Freaked me out, and immediately to my aid came very high-level beings. Some had passed that were on this path here that were human, and others were the angelic realm. Actually, Lord Melchizedek, a lot of his energy came through. And so you're protected, but you're just not aware of it. But a lot of what we go through is this horrible feeling that you're not aware. That's your moment. That's your crisis. That's your opportunity where you're going to face some of your biggest fears, so it doesn't have control over you anymore, and you can realize the truth to life here. And that's that we came here to learn more about life in a very limited consciousness way, where our head thinks we're separate from God and our soul knows better. So in that moment, I had immediate assistance, but then I did my research. And then I found out what was going on, who they were, what they were doing. And when they came the next day that I didn't expect, and the door opened, and this big crystal sphere was there, my dogs were barking like crazy, but when they switched it on and these lightning bolt-like things were going off inside the sphere, that's when they totally lost it. I just sent love. I used words like the blood of Jesus Christ, ascension energies, anything I could think of. And I explained this story before. That's when I heard, who's in that house? And all these beings inside there looked half reptilian and half human. And it reminds me of that movie, what was the name of it? I'll think of it later. It was so funny. It was a comedy, but it's really what they look like. The commander came in the house through my front door, walked through it, didn't open it, into the living room where I was sitting and praying, and yelling at me, throwing his arms up in the air. Who are you? What are you doing? You need to stop that right now. And I just kept smiling. I was in peace, never looked up at him. Inside, I was like, what is this? Oh my gosh, my kids are sleeping in the bedrooms behind me. My husband's asleep in the bedroom in front of me. I'm sitting here in the living room. I'm quite confident. Something takes over for me. My faith just deepens, and I may not know what to do on a human level, but I got this. And he turned around and walked out. And I just kept throwing those energies at that doorway for 24 hours nonstop. And what was interesting to note was that as quickly as it opened, and by the way, I could see inside the spaceship. It was a doorway into their spaceship, and they were collecting, you know this already, and I beg your pardon, I hope I'm not boring you, but the intention of them being there was, you'll do research and find that it's very common for crossroads, for some kind of portals and things to exist because of energy. And this is an area that is highly populated with homes, and specifically that spot was many bus stops of children up through high school and people driving to work. So think about all those energies. You've got the vulnerability and the beauty and the innocence of children, but yet everybody freaked out about school, tests, teachers, going to work, blah, 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 what that is. They collect those energies, and it becomes their food, their bargaining power, their money. So, and I understood that these were the reptilians. And there was a body of work done by Barbara Marciniak, and I went to her and watched it on YouTube and listened to her. She described to a T everything that happened here, and it's the book Bringers of the Dawn, and it's these reptilians. And the Pleiadians explained to us, by the way, through her in this book, for us not to be afraid of them. We're far more powerful than they are, and the dimension they interact with is the fourth dimension, which isn't that like an in-between of the third and the fifth, maybe perhaps an overlay here, and they refer to them as the Lizzies, and they want us to use that term so that we're reminded to not be afraid of them. And I can tell you that I had no choice in that moment but to deploy what my research told me. And it worked. But what I want to explain is that doorway, as quickly as it opened, the sealing of it was slow and dissipating in nature. And then I went and sealed it. But you need to know that what's fascinating is how what we consider extraterrestrials were training us in how to handle their version of the bullies. And how they all showed up with the higher realms. So I never see them as separate. I really enjoy the Star Wars movies where they show all beings interacting and nobody, you know, goes, "Oh my God, you're an ET, you look like..." You know, I love how the Jedi are, because to me that's the light workers, and those of us who are light warriors that work with you already know and understand we're dealing with beings on very, very different levels, very different areas. And it's not unusual for me, if I'm dealing with a client who's very high level, to see some of these ETs and that are high level, but they don't look human-like. Like the Pleiadians are more easily accepted, don't you think, because of their human-like qualities. Just recently, I was checking, I think it was a week ago, Sunday, on the Hollywood grids that I was there working with a beautiful group of 12 others that are part of your work, Michelle, part of our clan, our Light Warrior group. And I saw one of the Arcturians. Now, I'm calling them that because of my research and other people's experiences with them. And what surprised me, the first time I saw them was dealing with my own prayer space and then with clients. They look like a cross between an ant and a praying mantis. Their energy is so profoundly peaceful, beautiful. It does not compute with how you're seeing an insect in your mind's eye right now. And this really needs to be talked about, because I've seen it in cartoons for children where you'll see them walking and talking to children, and they may have more of an interaction, and you may, as a parent or a caregiver, hear them talk about them. Explore that more with them. In fact, I'm covered in angel bumps again. This is the stuff that needs to be shared in the proper venue so that people are open, just like to angels, to understand that there are many beings that are of the highest light and of the order. And this is why I use the term the angelic host, because they do interact with Mary Magdalene, Kathumi Agrippa, Saint Germain, Jesus. They all understand these things. And this program, we need to really help people understand that there are programs like this to help bring that truth. I just got a text. Sorry, that was loud. You know, bringing that light through. So have you had experiences as well that might seem a little freakish in that they don't look like us, perhaps?
Yes. You know, I had an amazing experience once. This was probably around about 2002. I think it was about 2002. I was living quite far away from Johannesburg. And what I would do is I would come up for 2 or 3 weeks to Johannesburg and stay here and do my channelings and run my workshops and what have you. And I would always stay at my parents' house. And the one night, I was sleeping. It was middle of the night. My baby boy was sleeping next to me. This is my second son. And I remember turning over and reaching for his bottle and giving him his bottle, feeling if his nappy needed to be changed and what have you. So it wasn't like I was half asleep, because I was doing my usual check of, you know, what a mom does with a little baby. And I looked up. And as I looked up, there was this being standing, looking at me. He was as tall as the ceiling. So, what are we looking at? Maybe 7 foot. I don't know what that is in centimeters. 7 foot is what I would imagine. But his head was that of an eagle. He had the beak. He had the feathers. And then his neck feathers then turned into what looked like human flesh. And he had the torso of a very muscular, well-built man. And then from the waist down, it was bird again. And the feet were definitely talon-like, claws like an eagle as well. But from the waist down, what was these brown, what I looked like brown trousers to me, which could have been the feathers because the light was off. And he just stood there looking at me, and I felt absolutely no fear whatsoever. I felt that he had brought me a really powerful message. And then a few days later, when I was driving back, I was driving, my baby was fast asleep. This is my second son that was born quite a long time after my first son. And I looked in my rearview mirror, and there, this bird being was crouched over in the back seat. I mean, his shoulders were probably pressing up against the ceiling of my car, and he was just there, kind of like with me. And it was phenomenal because I then found out he is one of my guardian beings and from the bird tribe. I didn't know I was connected to the bird tribe until this being came across. Then I realized, of course, I must be connected to the bird tribe. I am an Aquarius rising. And Aquarius is connected to the angelic realm. The Aquarius age that is coming, well, not just the angelic realm, it is all the winged messages. So any being with wings and feathers are considered to be part of Aquarius. So with Aquarius rising, I beg your pardon, with the Aquarius age coming, there is going to be some kind of experience we are going to have with winged beings, winged creatures, whatever we want to label it, because that is the signature of the Aquarian age, which as far as I believe and understand, and as my research as an astrologer, I have come to understand that the final stage of the Aquarian age blueprint is being anchored between December 2020 and December 2022. That is the information I've received. It's what I believe is going to be part of the process. So the bird beings, those messengers, the beings that don't look like us, is absolutely very much part of my experience. I also had an experience where I was sleeping. It was a lucid dream, and I found myself on this planet or somewhere, this dimension, and I remember the atmosphere being a very gentle pink, and it wasn't a soft like a pastel pink. It was a warmer, like a hot pink, but it was part of the atmosphere. And there was this one young boy that I met up with in these valleys and plains, very lush, very beautiful, but this pink hue was there all the time. And his face was partly human and partly dog, but like a puppy. And he had this fur on his face, but so gentle and so loving, and it was so real. He held my hands. We communicated. It was absolutely phenomenal. And I can give you loads of dreams that I've had, like that lucid dreaming. And, you know, I'm probably the wrong person to ask in terms of, oh, well, you know, how much do I really believe that that could be true, because it's part of my experience. But there are so many different levels and dimensions of consciousness and awareness. I think it is ridiculous for us to try and continue to turn a blind eye to the fact and reality that there are other systems that are actively interacting with each other. And because we are a part of this grand big system, we are going to have interactions as well. But we must not lose sight of the fact that the only reason, and I believe the only reason, why we are not having more regular, beneficial interactions with these beings is because of what these the Lizzies and other dark beings with dark hidden agenda have rooted on Earth. It's kind of like they came in, they took over. Now they've had their time in the sun. They have depleted every kind of resource almost on Earth in terms of what is going to sustain Mother Earth and keep her healthy and happy and whole. And as a result of their greed, their lack of awareness, lack of consciousness, and their focus only on destruction, they did not anticipate, and this again is my understanding, my truth in terms of my experience. It's not to say that it's the only truth, because there is not only one single truth. But from what I see is, because they did not anticipate us as beings eventually rising up and revolting against them, or rising up and the revolution being us reclaiming our power, and because we are connected to Mother Earth as a living, breathing organism, those of us who reincarnated as the ones who would trigger the memories of who we really are, that's all working now. So as far as I can see, these groups that came with deliberate dark agenda, with malefic intentions to basically mine Mother Earth and utilize her resources and every part of her for their gain, that is blown up in their face, because now look what's happening. The light is shining. And Kutumi Agrippa taught me years ago, back in the late 90s already, the truth never needs defending because it always exposes itself. The mm-hmm. truth is always exposed. It is a natural law. The truths are being exposed to us left, right, and center. But still, unfortunately, the majority of the human population is still tied into that caveman consciousness. I like to sometimes call it troglodyte consciousness, because honestly, some people that I've had to communicate with in terms of trying to, you know, explain this, people who are dead set against wanting to even acknowledge the possibility of such a reality, people that I've encountered that that feel they can't even have a conversation with me because I'm an astrologer. I mean, that is still the level of consciousness that we are dealing with. And I had that encounter 2 weeks ago where a chartered accountant said he cannot take me seriously and have any kind of intelligent conversation with me because I'm an astrologer.
What?
I mean, really? Yes.
I mean, you know, I need to be reminded of that. I need that. I need to be reminded of that. But to not be able to have a conversation with you because you're an astrologer.
Yes, says he can't take anything I say seriously because I'm an astrologer. And this is coming from a very closed-minded Christian. And there was another three men who were also involved in the conversation and also full-on Christian. And even when I had challenged them to a degree in terms of asking them, so, you know, your faith, your belief says this, that, and the next thing in terms of non-judgment, acceptance, etc., they could not answer me until eventually it was a complete turn away from the subject, no more going there. For me, that was just like for you, Faith. I sat back and I was like, oh my God, there are still people like this that exist.
Mm-hmm.
Alrighty, we've got some more work to do.
Yeah.
So for me, it was nice. You know, I didn't lose my center and I didn't start doubting what I'm doing. I was just like, oh no, okay, all right. So it was a nice, it was interesting in that sense. But it also inspired me to really continue doing what I'm doing and not back down or shut down, because there are a few people who are still in this caveman consciousness and choose not to see anything different. They are having an entirely different experience. They had an
yep.
opportunity to change it. I happened to be right there having the conversation with them. I was a turning point. I was a flick switcher, if you want to call it
yeah.
that. But
yes.
they didn't take it. You know, there was no sense of curiosity that was triggered, or, you know, just interest in terms of exploring something different and displaying a level of open consciousness or an open mind, just genuinely wanting to connect with, oh my goodness, you do something really different. I'm a chartered accountant. It's way off my radar, but tell me more about it. None of that was there. So, you know, so looking
well, that's
at
their,
that,
that obviously that's, sorry, that's obviously their journey is still that separateness, and there's everything right with that for them.
Absolutely. And those are still the kinds of people that we need to be aware of that are still being animated by these other forces, by these malefic agendas. And most of society is a puppet on a string, or the sheeple consciousness. It's got a whole bunch of different labels. But we must not ever give up because of that. Because we are gaining momentum, we are gaining ground, and the more we continue to set intentions that we are choosing to have beneficial interactions with benefic beings of the light from the star systems out there, that is what we are going to experience. I am very thorough in my intention settings, and when I do my calls in, I mean, it's quite long-winded when I would say, you know, benefic beings of the light from benefic systems of stars.
Mm.
It's like I cover all bases, so that I know for sure I am setting up a communication system with beings of the light where I cannot be duped because of the intentions I'm setting. And as long as we keep focused on that, I also believe we will have more encounters with the good guys than with the so-called bad guys, whatever they may be. And if you think of it, for goodness sake, Faith, we've been having encounters with the so-called bad guys for as long as we can remember, from not only from the first time we took breath in this lifetime, but in previous ones as well. So we are masters in terms of understanding how they work. And when you reach a point in your personal journey of awakening, you reach a point where you understand that every single aspect of what we are dealing with serves a purpose. And that's perfect. But we must continue to rise above those mundane realms and comfort zones that the majority get relaxed in, and see that that is part of the whole the game, that fake game, false power, false glory, false pride, all of those things. And when you reach that point and you see how the game is played, you begin ascending, I suppose is the best word that I can use. You begin ascending the dimensions of lower consciousness so quickly. And you can see it happening around you. You recognize it in other people. You recognize what the media is doing. You see into the game. And then you stop buying into it. So no longer are you triggered by the things that other people are triggered by. You are not caught up in all the rage and fury around whatever politicians are now up to with their incessant lying. People are getting caught up in the drama of a whole bunch of bloody lies and deception. It is like a cloak and dagger game that is being played all day long. People see it as true. They kill each other over it, and it's all a lie. And when you see the lie for what it is, you start creating a different reality because you are contributing to co-creating a completely different reality because we are collaborating with other souls who are choosing a higher awareness state of living and being. So you don't get pulled into the distractions and dramas that are set in place to get people upset. You start focusing on the more important things. And that is what is required of us now, Faith. Those of us who have reached that point of awareness where we recognize what's going on, we now need to step up, step forward, and continue making a noise. Continue talking about what we know, sharing the truth. Because quite honestly, you know, the truth is far stranger than fiction. And some truths are so true that people actually don't want to see them because the truth is too hair-raising. But that's for the ones who, as I say, are choosing that caveman consciousness. That's not the reality that I'm choosing. The more of us, like us, that say no more to that reality, we rise up and we create that change, a different education system, a different entertainment and media system, a different medical system, a different governing system. Everything changes, and it will change because people like us will not keep quiet in order for the troglodytes of our world to feel comfortable in our presence. I have most certainly reached the point in my life where I will not dilute who I am so that other people can feel comfortable being around me. I will not be something that I'm not just so that I don't offend other people because of who I am, what I say, or how I think. And I realized that, and I thought to myself, how dare they expect me to be something that I'm not just so that they are comfortable with me? They are not adapting to my energy in order to allow me to feel comfortable in their presence because I happen to believe, think, and live differently. So when I reached that point of realization, the rebel came out in me and I gave the middle finger. It was like, you know what? Love me, hate me, you're never going to forget me. So why the hell must I be something that I'm not to please anyone? And more of that attitude, I believe, is needed for us to be able to really understand what this full disclosure means. I cannot say that, you know, there is going to be a full disclosure of a whole bunch of ships from all systems gathering in a circle around our planet, showing themselves, beaming us up for tea, coffee, or a probe. I don't know. That I can't say. All I can say is, the fact that we now know beyond a shadow of a doubt that they exist, the governments have said yes, it is real, and there's more than 80 different races. Some of them are humanoids. They interact with you. They walk past you on the street. You don't recognize, but they are among you. As long as we focus on where our energy is concentrating energy upon and the quality of that energy, we will experience something different. Do not buy into the Hollywood hype of fearing all of these beings, seeing all of them as destructive and devouring our souls and our minds. We've already experienced that. That's what the Illuminati and the Lizzies and all of those guys have already done. They've hijacked parts of our brain using technology most people don't even understand, but it's happening. Beloved, darling, special Astrid Hirschman did it again when she sent a link about, and I haven't managed to look at the whole video yet, but she did advise me to skip to the end, where there is a guy, also a whistleblower, who's come forward. I think he's in his 70s, and he was, I'm speaking under correction now, but something like this, a microwave technologist or engineer that worked for, some high up place in the UK, the British government. Yes, that's it. It was the British government. And he could say absolutely that microwaves and all these other wave energies are beyond a shadow of a doubt being utilized to affect us. He says, I think he said he doesn't even have a microwave or microwaves, all of these things. These are all impacting us. And the British government knows that. They knew it. He was one of their top engineers who was involved in this project. So there's more information that's being shared with us. I'll go back and look for the email that Astrid said and then just copy the link to my Facebook timeline.
Yeah.
It was absolutely amazing information. So, as I've said, do your research, all of you. Look at what is happening there. Look at the whistleblower stories. Don't get distracted by front headline news because, as I said in our previous show last week, that's just taking us away, distracting our attention from the important things that are going down out there, where more and more truths are being exposed. They are distracting us from those truths being exposed by focusing on petty, stupid, whatever it is that's going on amongst politicians. And I think it was this gentleman in this interview that actually says quite emphatically that all the politicians lie all the time. There is no truth coming out of their mouth at all. It is lies constantly. So I think, again, the more of us who really digest that realization and own it, the less intimidated we are going to feel by these governments and what have you. And yes, they are assassinating people and bumping people off, but the time's going to come where there's going to be too many people, where they can't just go and, you know, fix it up whichever way it is and clean it up and get rid of this and get rid of that. It's being exposed. So, you know, much more than that face, I must admit, I don't think I can really cover in terms of this topic. And
well, you know what, Michelle, you know, there is something. The other thing, today is 7/7. The reason why a lot of these things are coming down that you talk about is because they can't take the energy. And today is a peace particle day, so the light coming to the planet, maybe you could talk a little bit about that. That's all part of the plan. All these beings are assisting with this as well. Maybe you could just talk about that for a moment.
Sure, absolutely. That's a nice different angle of this. I think it was in December, Kutumi Agrippa started speaking about these peace particle downloads, and it was part of the Morocco project where the peace particle download actually came into being. And every month on the double digit days, so you're the first of the first, the second of the second, third of the third, and like today being the seventh of the seventh, there is a download of energy that contains these peace particles, which then is absorbed into our beings and into every part of Mother Earth's body. And in actual fact, with the 7/7, it's also the celebration of magic, miracles, and manifestation. So in actual fact, quite an auspicious day in that sense. So these peace particles, in their droves, are now cascading down to enlighten and enliven the environmental energies so that more of the peace consciousness is absorbed and brings peace and healing to us as individuals and to Mother Earth as a whole. And we've got a little digital camera, and I can't wait to share this with you guys, but we're looking for the camera charger. Typical home, you know, where suddenly you think you had something in that one drawer and all the plugs were there and all the chargers were there and someone's moved it and no one knows who moved it and it can't be found anywhere in the house. Anyway, my daughter was taking some pictures in the house because she said she had a sense that something was around, that someone was around. So then she would take this particular camera that's very good at capturing pictures and orbs and what have you. And in about four or five pictures, back to back in our house, there were these tiny, like, sparkles of light, not orbs, light. And I looked at it, and I thought to myself, what on earth is this? And then when I carried on studying them and expanded the picture, Kutumia Gripper had said, these are the light particles that are now arriving in our spaces, in our private spaces, as a result of the amount of light-coded energy downloads we are receiving. So on camera now, we can capture these light particles in our space in conjunction with the orbs. So as soon as we find the charger for this camera, I can upload and I can share to the Palace of Peace group and the Aquarian group what all these particles look like, with a whole bunch of orbs that were in the house as well. She was quite spot on. There was quite a gathering of orbs. I diverted from the peace particle thing. Does that answer your question in that sense?
Yeah.
Faith, in terms of what you want me to explain.
Yes, because I think we need to help people understand that things are changing here, and it takes time because we have to catch up as beings and as Mother Earth, or we'll just fry. But
absolutely,
things are changing here, and it's not easy to, you know, be the leader of your life when everybody else is pulling you down. And if you're listening, that means you're probably ahead of the pack if you're listening to this program, and certainly this long into it. But to understand that, in fact, that the light that is coming here in droves, in ways we've not experienced before, it's very important to know that. And creating businesses and going to work and other companies that are more higher consciousness based, that will all be supported by this light. So I think it's just really good to know that, you know, these guys are scrambling. They know their time is limited here, the darker beings, the malefic beings. And this is evidence of it. This is part of the reason why. It's like going into a dark room and turning on the light and the cockroaches scatter. You know, it's so things will be brought out. More of these truths will come. There was a series that I was watching on Netflix called The House of Cards. Have you heard of it?
I've heard of it. I haven't seen it, no.
It's very well done. It's kind of freakish because it's just so dark at times, but it's a great following of the life of a congressman as he is just very dark and moves into the presidency and then now into an election. It's very well done, talking about politicians lying. That's what made me think of it, to really understand the political machine and how things work and how good people can get just chewed up and spit out in the past. And it also reminded me of the book that I've spoken of before by Dr. Greer, Hidden Truth, Forbidden Knowledge. He writes in there about the government and FBI, CIA, all of these organizations. And he specifically indicates how many of the people in these high-level positions make an allegiance to and pray to Lucifer and Satan, and how that is actually everyday conversation, like this is how things are. And I think that's just really fabulous that he explains this, as well as in his quiet moments or the interactions that he's had with the higher beings that are ETs. It's a good book for your Nook or your Kindle device. Like here being summertime, a lot of people have time for beach reads or whatever. I highly recommend it. It helps you see in a matter-of-fact conversation the bigger picture of things. And I think that's really important. And hopefully we've been doing this show long enough by now that that's evident here, that we're able to talk very nonchalantly, but just matter-of-fact, like, hey, do you want fries with that? about how life works here on the planet. I didn't want to. I was one of those people that wanted to just, you know, be of the light, only focus on the light. But when you realize that that really is juvenile thinking, that is what we're rising above, those days don't exist anymore. It's very helpful to have platforms like this where you can just talk about these kinds of things and to be aware of how things work, so you're not so duped, so that you can be the powerful observer and choose differently in your life. But to really bring change, it really does come from inside of you first. And don't think that you're just one small person and you can't make a difference. Remember the analogy, being in a very dark room and just striking one small match, how bright that really is. So Michelle and I want to use this platform to encourage you to really know yourself, learn about yourself. I have to admit that I didn't give astrology much of a nod because I felt it was not right most of the time. But when I explored it and learned the traditional astrology first, I was blown away at how accurately it depicted the life that I came in here to lead. And that working with spirit, the messengers that I work with, the angelic host, it's been Michelle, it saved our souls, didn't it? Learning all of this, and that's the point, is really being comfortable, and instead of being weary of life here and worn down, as many of us are, and especially as I talk to fellow light workers, if you shift into realizing I don't have all the time that's unlimited in this lifetime here, what is it that I want to do that I'm so excited about? And that's the focus, that's the energy. At least once a month on 7/7, 8/8, 9/9, 10/10, allow yourself to feel that and be aware of the peace particles that are just shimmering all around you in your space. It's a really wonderful time to be alive. Things are changing. It's just where you look and what you bring into your space that will give you the feeling that it's true. So be tidy about what you bring in that touches you energetically, whether it's music, television, shows, all of these things. Pay attention to what is your motivation, and understand before you take an action, if you're freaking out about something and worried, you'll just anchor more of what that discord is. And just really knowing that you really are the author of your life. We really appreciate that you listen to shows like this, so that when you listen to other people, even if it's not happened to you, that awareness is there, so we can start bringing that, allowing that truth to show. So I'm very grateful for these part one and part twos of these shows, Michelle. Thank you for this.
Well, thank you so much to you too, Faith, and another big thank you to our listeners for taking the time to listen to us jabber nonstop for 90 minutes. And that's why it's called Palace of Peace Talk Radio, because that's what we do.
Yes.
We talk. And in line with today's topic is, for those of you that are becoming more interested in the Earth Guardian project that we're involved in, which is the main part of my work, our activation week for the current Phase 1 Middle East project is beginning on the 10th of July. It's a seven-day activation week. That information is going to be published today and will go out through my newsletter. And then our new project that commences at the end of the month, which is Middle East Phase 2, and it's also a approximately four-month project leading up to the three-week trip that we are taking at, in October to Egypt, Israel, and Jordan, which is about anchoring the planetary grids that are going to enable us to establish these connections and more reliable communication systems with the Sirians, the Pleiadians, and the Arcturians specifically. These are the three races of benevolent star beings that we're going to be working with. The invitation to participate in the next project will be published on Friday. It will go out as a newsletter on Friday. So if you're interested, look out for the newsletter. If you have not signed up to receive my newsletter, go to my website, palaceofpeace.net, and on the left-hand side of the homepage, at the top, you will see there is a section where you can register or log in and register to receive the newsletter. I don't bombard your inbox with newsletters every second day or every day. It's probably two or three times a month, if that, at the most, depending on my time schedule. But this next project really promises to bring a whole new level of our off-planet awareness, our off-planet aspects of self, more into our conscious realm of experience and interacting with these more developed parts of ourselves that are connected with these benevolent beings, helping guide us. So you could call this your more advanced self, your monad, your avatar self, anything, which there's so many labels to it. But this is what we are working towards. So if this kind of thing interests you and you would like to know more, as I say, visit our website. The invitation for the new project is going out the end of this week, along with the activation week for our current project. And it is bringing about such incredible gifts of insight and epiphanies that are changing people's perceptions of self and really just expanding this whole inner sense of who we are and the direction that we are headed in terms of our choice of focus of energy. And Faith, thank you so much for also being here with me today. And Faith is such an integral part of sharing Palace of Peace's information and one of my designated Palace of Peace Golden Temple teachers, sharing the information with people who are ready and willing to delve deeper into themselves and discover these sacred gems that have been stored within us, sharing the tools that we have used and have first-hand field experience in, which has resulted in us achieving the point of self-awareness and self-realization that we find ourselves at now. And I would really love to see as many of you as possible participating. And even if it's not participating at the core level as one of the Emerald Ray Clan group, but participating on the periphery where you download the channelings and work through the processes yourself, it's still going to be of benefit. So
yeah. And it's my pleasure to do that. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to speak over you. It's life-changing.
I was going to ask you to share with our listeners your website address and where they can find details on the support classes with the cosmic laws that you are, you know, have
yes.
available. So please share with our listeners your schedule.
Actually, if you can go to my website, faithparent.net, or email me, faith@faithparent.net. The reason I want to say that a lot of people want to do these things, but they don't have the, quote, time. And the biggest thing you can do for yourself to change the world manifesting that you're manifesting is to do this self-work. And I guarantee you, you will not feel like it is work. You will enjoy it. There is a freeing element. It's like falling in love for the first time. You just keep wanting to come back for more. Between the work that Michelle has brought through and the truth of the laws and other programs, as well as learning medieval astrology, I'm telling you, it has been the most soul-saving work. If it wasn't for Michelle's work, I wouldn't be where I am today. And it is a most wonderful feeling, an excitement and wanting to be here and an engagement here as a spiritual being in physical form I've never felt before. And I cannot thank you enough, Michelle, for not listening to the people who've told you to be someone else. I'm very, very grateful for the rest of my days here for all that you've done. And I'm very excited about getting to share that with people on a regular basis. So please do go to Michelle's website, visit my website in any way that we can support you. And this is why we're here. So thank you so much. What a great program, Michelle.
Great, and thank you so much, Faith. And to all our listeners again, share our recordings. They're free of charge. This is what Faith and I do to give back. It's our bit that we are doing to give back. And yes, if there's anything extra you would like to know, topics you would like to provide as suggestions, you can email us, michelle.palaceofpeace.net. Michelle.palaceofpeace. @gmail.com. I was giving you half an email address and half a website address. And Faith, your email?
faith@faithparent.net, and website is faithparent.net.
Awesome. Great. Thank you, Faith. And thank you, everyone, for being with us today. And we'll see you same time next week with a new topic. Have a wonderful evening, afternoon, morning, wherever you are. And thank you, Faith. You have an awesome day, too.
Thank you. You
bye-bye.
Too. Happy Peace Particle Day. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Faith. You too. Bye-bye.